Do you ever toss and turn at night worrying about what the difference is between a mountain and a hill? Or why rented bowling shoes are so ugly? Or when fish sleep? Or if fish sleep at all? If mysteries like these still bother you when you wake up in the morning, join the club. My name is Dave Feldman, and I write books trying to answer these imponderables of everyday life that readers of my books send me. Last year, three friends of mine, A, B, and C, helped make a cassette version of my book, Why Do Clocks Run Clockwise? Not enough of you complained, evidently, because we're back to torture you with another multiple-choice quiz based on my book, When Do Fish Sleep? The format of the game is simple. First, I'll pose an imponderable. I provided only one of the three players with the correct answer. The other two will be bluffing and won't know who is providing the correct answer. I'll quickly summarize the three alternatives, and then you have 10 seconds to guess whether A, B, or C is telling the truth. And then I'll come back and let you know how you did. Before we start, why don't we introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm A. Despite the fact that I have to go first every time, I'll try my darndest to come up with baffling bluffs.
Baffling bluffs, eh? Well, I'm B. I can't promise you my bluffs will be quite as baffling as A's, but I'll try my darndest.
Hi, I'm C. Looks like this could be a long cassette.
Well, as you might have guessed, A, B, and C are just a tad competitive, but don't let that bother you. You might want to have a pen and pencil to keep track of your answers and how many you've guessed correctly, but scoring is strictly optional. The purpose of this tape is to have some fun, so why don't we get started? Our first imponderable. Why are most barns painted red? What's your explanation, A?
Barns are big buildings. In the old days, red paint...